By Tall Grass Motors. I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with Director for the Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Wilt. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And I know you made the announcement a few weeks ago, but we really haven't had to talk about it since you've been in. You've got what we call a Find a Site out there, and I think it's going to be a great service.
It is. We were real excited to find this. It's called finditinbartlesville.com, and it's kind of, we're always trying to keep up with changing times. Mm-hmm. And one thing we had heard when we were selling a print piece, our community guide, which is still a very important piece. People still want information about the community. We need a piece that does sell the community. But we did hear from several, particularly advertisers, we want to go more, we're doing all digital now. And between that and then this year, we did not do our Business and Home show this year. We're looking at revamping and redoing that, but between those two, it's like, but we still want to be able to promote our members. We still want the public to find our members, to find our businesses in town, to realize what's here, because we do have a lot of businesses, a lot of services you don't have to go out of town for. And so we found this, and it's called finditinbartlesville.com, like I said. And basically what it is, there's six categories, and you can click on, you know, Eat, Shop, Play, and Stay, or For Your Home, For Your Life, organizations, whatever. And you can click on that category, or you can go in the search bar and just type in a category, radio stations, roofers, fencing, whatever you're looking for, you could type in by category, and it'll pull up chamber member businesses. And what it does, then it links you straight to their website. Mm-hmm. So then it's on the company to, quote, show you what they've got. What can we do for you? Here's who we are.
You made the introduction.
Yep. We've made the connection. We've made the introduction. That's a perfect way to put it. And so we had about 40-some members that actually didn't have a website, so it was hard to... You've got to have something to link to. So it's virtually most all of our members, and it's been really good. We've had a lot of inquiries about it, people that didn't really maybe know that much about the chamber, a business wanting to get on, you know, hey, how do we get on this, that kind of thing. And so it's been a good fit for the chamber, but we're really hoping it benefits people coming into the community. We have rack cards in hotels. There's table tents at some of the restaurants around town, but we also want our own community to use it. So it's kind of two-prong. Visitors coming in, but we also want people living here, particularly for our services and that kind of thing, to use the site to find, you know. And the thing is, this is connecting to chamber members, which to me are kind of a class. These are businesses that support Bartlesville. They believe in Bartlesville. They believe in what the chambers, you know, is doing, initiatives that we push forward. They, you know, we're trying to make Bartlesville better. And part of what they're investing in is that just intangible vision. And so these are businesses that believe in Bartlesville. They're not too here just taking money. And it's funny when you see they're local businesses, locally owned businesses, not every single one, but it's a lot of local owned businesses, and that's who we really want to support. I mean, we want to support all of them, but those are the ones that support our community. Mm-hmm. And so that's who the site connects you to, and we're excited about it. Our first month's analytics came in, and I'm not a professional in this field, but had two different people verify, because somebody could tell me, oh, those are great analytics, and our website guy said, oh, those were really good, great click-through rates and things. But then I had another person come in, and I showed them to her, and she's like, ooh, those are great rates, and so good click-through rates and things. So we spent a lot of time really researching, spending time on, once again, I'm out of my element talking in this feel, but you know, the Google Ads, Google AdWords, those things that bring your SEO up, and some of you out there understand what I'm talking about. But we really want it to be useful and to show up and for people to use it and find it easy. So anyhow, we're excited about it. We've got great feedback from it. If anyone's interested, if you're a business out there and you would like to be a part of it, just let us know. And it's very easy to set up, and we can change your photo. The other thing that's really cool about it, when you bring up the site, it's visual pictures that represent the business. So it's not just a page full of logos or whatever, but it's intriguing. It's very visually appealing, which made it very unique. So like I said, we're excited to find it.
No, that's nice. And when you put a site like that together, you need to blow your horn just a little bit and say, yeah, okay, it's only 1 month of analytics, but great stuff.
Well, like I said, it started off great, so we want to keep it that way. Sometimes it's easy to launch something, and you know, there's all the excitement hubbub, but to keep it steady and, you know, sustainable like that is the trick. And so that's what we're looking at every month and really analyzing and really working hard to do that.
So then chamber members, if they haven't looked at how it, their business or their nonprofit is being presented, then they need to do that.
Yes, they do. And I've said that at so many of our different events where I've had, you know, an audience to tell that to. If you get on there, finditinbartlesville.com, and you, you know, type in your business name, and you don't like the photo, for instance, that we chose, which came off people's website. We didn't just pick a photo, you know, it came off their actual website. But let's say you wanted a different photo. We had a restaurant, for instance, that's a steakhouse, and we had a picture of a salad. And it's like, well, no, we really need a picture of a steak. So they had a great visual, you know, of a steak on their website. Well, we changed that out. That was easy. It's, it takes us just a few seconds to go on the backside and change. Or if you type in a keyword and you're not pulling up, please let us know. Once again, we want to add whatever keywords, and we're trying slowly but surely to get through our membership, calling on them to, you know, make sure we've got keywords that you want in. Because we put in what we could think of. We'd go to your websites, that kind of thing, and try to pull things. But you know your business. You know how people are going to search for you. You know, I didn't even think about automobile as opposed to car. Well, some people type in auto or whatever. So, I mean, there's things you know from your side of the business that people search that we don't necessarily know. So, once again, if you get in there and play around, you're like, oh, I don't like my photo, or what, how come I'm not pulling up under this search word, or whatever, please, please, I ask you, call the chamber, 336-8708. Ask for Sherry, even. And like I said, we can go in there, we'll get it fixed with it just in a few minutes. So it's easy fix.
Sound like a great deal. And again, if you know, if you're listening to us this morning, well, wait till the program's
over.
Well,
and the other thing I want to mention too is it is free for all our members. This isn't something they're paying for. This is a just a benefit that comes along with being a chamber member. You know, you're listed in the directory, you're listed in our online, on our website, you're on this Find It site, and that's made possible because we do have some sponsors on our homepage and some top of the category sponsors. So once again, you know, sponsors make things happen and make it available. But it doesn't matter if you're not a sponsor or whatever. All our members, if you have a website or at least a business Facebook page that we can connect to, all our members are listed, and it's just part of your membership. It's just a benefit that comes along with being a part of the chamber.
So really, you are working to add benefit to
always,
you know, add value to your chamber.
Yes, we are always trying to find new things that we can do to make it more beneficial to for our members and bring customers, bring business to them if we can.
Sounds like a great deal. Again, it's finditinbartlesville.com. All right. We'll take a break and continue with Sherry in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Continuing our time with Sherry Wilt from the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce. What is it, about a couple of weeks till you've got that 113th annual gala and awards?
Yes, it is May the 16th, which is a Tuesday evening, and this is our biggest event of the year. It's one of my very favorite events because this is when we award the community awards. We do our business of the year, small business of the year. We had some great nominations this year. The committee's meeting soon. There's a Tom Shoemake Leadership Award, the Ernie Mackinac Award, Rising Star Award. I mean, there's just a lot of community awards that we do. Leadership Bartlesville graduates. We usually have about 350 or so in attendance. It's held at Hilton Garden Inn, and it's an evening event. It's a very special evening that really celebrates Bartlesville, celebrates the chamber. It's when our leadership changes hands. You know, new chairman to the incoming chairman to the chairman, and so just a great evening. So I encourage any of our members, anybody really, it's open to the public if you wanted to attend, but we would encourage you to attend.
Well, and you know, when it comes to those award presentations, whoever is making the award, you get a little bio of the individual receiving the award, and
yep.
And you find out, I've known them for how many years,
and you didn't know that. Yes, in fact, I think the radio station last year was. business of the year.
It was
fun to honor. But it's always fun to honor people. And that's like our Celebration of Women event. I love that. It's such a fun event because you're exactly right. You find out a lot of things you had no idea about the business or the individual. And it's a fun evening.
Yeah. And I saw on a recent publication some pictures from that event. So it works out all the way around.
It does.
It's nice to honor your friends. But
it is.
Or more importantly, whether they're your friends or not, people that are doing things in and around the community.
And especially on the individual nominations, definitely. We have so many committed people to Bartlesville. And some of the nominations we got were just like, oh gosh, oh yes, oh yeah, oh, ooh. And so I'm glad I'm not the one making the decision, but lots of good people in this community.
You're the one that's going to get blamed for it. You might as
well. I just pick them. No, I don't. I have some input, but it's tough because, like I said, there are so many good individuals in this community that give so much and are so passionate about what they do and years of giving. It's not just, oh, they did one event and we're going to honor this person. It's amazing how many great individuals are in this community.
Yeah, it's a lot more than just a participation award.
Yes, it is, definitely.
Okay. Eggs and Issues, a series that you have sponsored with usually elected officials, not always, but...
Not always. We did have one early in the year. It was over the state questions,
right,
and kind of explained those. But usually you're right. It is an elected official.
It was nice that you were, had our, at that time, Attorney General in the day after
That was great.
After he was chosen for EPA chief.
Yeah, that was swerving into genius,
sorry,
timing-wise.
Can't talk about that.
Yeah. Although he did get confirmed that morning. Yeah. But, yes, the timing of that was beautiful. Although I was sweating if he was going to be able to show up, but he did. He's a good guy. But we do have on May the 12th Congressman Bridenstine coming in, and this is, like you said, our Eggs and Issues, politics over breakfast, we call it, and it's open to our membership. We held it at Tri-County Tech. They're our host sponsor, and just question and answer time with find out what's going on in DC, what's his take on things, how are things moving, what's the future look like, that kind of thing. So it's always interesting.
Sure.
Especially to bring him in from D.C.
Yeah,
so.
But particularly, when you look at this year, and not that it's that much different from any other year, but with budget talks going on now, and of course the continued talk on the health care bill and immigration,
yes,
and military issues is one of his favorite topics. So he'll have, he might just find something to talk
about.
Yes,
there's lots happening, that's for sure. So it'll be interesting to get his take and what he thinks, like I said, the future, what they think they can get done. So. It'll be good. It'll be interesting.
Yeah. And then I think you've also got, Business After Hours. You don't have to be the boss, but come on down.
Yes. Business After Hours is next Thursday, May the 4th, I think it is, right? Yes, May the 4th, mm-hmm, is Thursday. And this month it is hosted by First Investment Corporation at their location, and it's kind of a shared one with Express Personnel and First Investment Corporation doing it together, but it is held at First Investment, which is on Frank Phillips there. So mm-hmm, we're excited about that. That's always a good event. And like you said, you're always so good to point out, it's not just for the owner of the company. It's any of your employees. And I always say, sometimes your employees are the ones that really have the enthusiasm and can sell your company and tell what you do. So if you don't have the time or whatever, see if some of your employees want to come. We consistently keep having really good attendance at these, and it's a fun event. It's a come and go. It's not like it starts at one time and there's a program, and if you come in late, you're late. It's just people just kind of roll in from work, and it's usually 5 to 6-ish, 6:15, especially in the spring. People got a lot of things going on, but it's just a fun event to get to meet other business people in town.
Well, and you've had the classes on it, but Business After Hours to me is another one of those opportunities to take a business card and practice your 40-second elevator speech.
Yep.
Here I am. This is what I'm about.
And make connections.
Yeah.
We did that last night for, we had speed networking yesterday, mm-hmm, and that's exactly what that is. It's a lot smaller event. It's a lot more focused, but it's just a great way. We've got so many good testimonials of companies that have connected and made that connection that helps them some way in their business. And the thing I always tell people, you never know, the person that you met at After Hours may not necessarily need your service that next day, but 3 months from now, maybe their mother needs this or whatever. So it's a great way to people are more likely to do business with people they know or have met.
Well, and how many times have we all found ourselves in a situation where, we were in a another meeting or at a church group or whatever, and somebody, the topic of whatever comes up, and, hey, I just met a perfect person for that.
Right.
And, it's one of those situations I didn't, really mean to retain that information, but I just met him 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And, suddenly here, this is somebody we can talk to.
That's the whole point of Business After Hours, is to make those connections, make those introductions and have the good make that good impression on somebody, and when it, like you said, when the time comes, they're going, oh yeah, so and so, I met them, and use you. So
yeah, and of course, it's just an opportunity for us to one more time, at least subconsciously, whether we realize it or not, see that extra benefit of chamber membership.
Yep, that's one of the tangibles, what I call tangible benefits that members can take advantage of. There's a lot of intangibles, but there's definitely a lot of tangible things that members can participate in and take advantage of. And some members use it really well to their advantage, and some you don't really ever see, but you know what, they're good with that. That's fine. But it's fun to have members come out and to participate and actually see and reap the benefits. So
it is. If you're a chamber member, you know what we've been talking about. If you're not, ask. 918-336-8708.
Yes.
Sherry, thank you so much.
We'd love to talk to you.
Okay.
Thank you,
Charlie.
That's
our Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. More on the way. Of course, your items to buy, sell, trade, or giveaway coming up at about 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Right now, it's time for news from the ONN.
ONN News, I'm Jacqueline Scott.